Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show on the dial that breaks down geek speak into street speak. That is, we talk about all the latest tech trends and tech toys, but everything is discussed in plain English. Who needs that gigahertz this and megapixel that and terabyte this? Hot topics on Tech Talk include computers, great websites, televisions, cell phones, cameras, video games, GPS, and portable music players. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that can protect your PC from the ills of the internet, as well as annoying pop-up windows, and make your PC run faster, too. That's Windows Defender at windowsdefender.com. Absolutely free. Well, Happy New Year, everyone. This is the first Tech Talk show of 2009, and I'd like to wish everyone a happy, healthy New Year. May you and your family have nothing but joy and good health. Oh, and on that note, I'd also like to wish a special someone a speedy recovery, Elizabeth Bechtel, who we call Auntie, a dear relative of my good friends Mark and Tori. Auntie, get well soon. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. I know she's a fan of Tech Talk, so I hope she's listening today. All the best, Auntie. We're thinking about you. Well, because it is the first show of 2009, I thought it would be fitting to talk about New Year's resolutions. Now, this is a technology show, so we're not here to discuss losing weight or quitting smoking or working out more. Today, it's all about resolutions for your computer, because I know that you can be taking care of it better. Everybody can, whether you're tech savvy or a technophobe. We often use our computers day in and day out, but could you be taking care of it better? Maybe you're not using antivirus software and you're taking your chances on not getting a virus. Be honest. Or you never back up your important files, right? What about stopping spam, that unwanted junk mail that we get in our inbox, promising solutions for, you know, everything from erectile dysfunction to fake Rolexes? Maybe you want to take better care of your PC, but aren't sure how. So today, from now until 1 p.m., a plain English discussion on five resolutions for your computer in 2009. You might have heard me talk about a couple of these with John Donaby this past weekend. But I've sort of drafted five resolutions that I think you should adhere to in 2009 on taking better care of your computer. And I'll give you a free example of how to do it for each one as well. So I want to open the lines as well. If you have any questions on speeding up your computer, stopping junk mail or spam, free solutions to protecting your computer from viruses, how to back up files, what files to back up. Maybe you've got questions about online solutions instead of buying an external drive. You want to know about these online options. I'll tell you about our great prizes in a moment, but please remember, there are no dumb questions on Tech Talk, so call in with any queries you've got about protecting your PC this hour. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or star 8255. It's a free call on your cell phone. Again, if you have any questions about taking better care of your computer in 2009 so you don't have to run out and buy a whole new one, give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. All right, prizes today. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win the MicroSaver DS. It's a notebook lock for laptops. This is a cable with keys that can prevent someone, or at least act as a deterrent, to prevent someone from stealing your laptop when you're in a public location or even at work. It fits into a universal slot on the side of most laptops and can be tethered to a table. And it is from Kensington. It is they are the world's number one seller of notebook locks, and it is called the Notebook Lock MicroSaver DS. And this is going to go to the first caller after the 12:30 break as a little gift from us here on Tech Talk. The last caller of the show, just before 1 p.m., is going to win the suite from Adobe that we talked about a few weeks ago, Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements. One is on photo editing. This is a program for your Windows-based computer that is going to help you edit your photos, get rid of things you don't want, add special effects, crop them, resize them, all in a very intuitive and natural way. And then the Premiere Elements is for video editing. It helps you import your camcorder footage, drag and drop videos onto a timeline, add music, maybe some narration or some on-screen graphics, and lets you create a movie from your camcorder footage and then burn it onto a DVD or copy it to a portable media player or share it via the internet. And that's going to go to the last caller. Also, finally, if anybody throughout this entire hour, if anybody has a Mac, I've been trying to give away a copy of Microsoft Office Professional Edition for the Mac. This has PowerPoint and Word and Entourage and Excel. This is for the first person who gets on the air with a question or a comment about our theme today. If you tell me on the air that you are a Mac owner and you want this Microsoft Office, it's first come, first serve. I've been trying to give this away. Microsoft Office for the Mac. Professional edition. Okay, so once again, our theme today is top five resolutions for your computer in 2009. I thought it was a timely show. It is, you know, January, early January. Let's take a look at how to improve the performance of your computer, how to best back up your important files. Because, you know, if you don't do all these things, if you don't have antivirus software and you don't have anti-spyware software, and we will talk a bit about what spyware is exactly, or if you don't back up your important information and something bad happens, it's too late. So you've got to be a bit proactive. And if you use the right programs, it's not rocket science. You don't have to be tech savvy to protect your computer. Or maybe your computer's just not running as smoothly and as quickly as it did when you first brought it home. I'll dispense some tips this hour and answer your questions about taking better care of your computer. All right. While we're waiting for the lines to light up, I want to start with my first New Year's resolution for your computer. Resolution number one is I will protect my PC. That's going to be your number one resolution for 2009. Though many computer users would agree it's important to protect your computer, and perhaps more importantly, the data that resides on it, all the files that you've got on it, many Canadians still do not use antivirus or anti-spyware software. So antivirus software, as the name suggests, is a program that can scan incoming mail in an effort to detect and remove malicious computer viruses or those nasty worm viruses that can propagate itself through your address book and send messages to people in your address book that you did not mean to send it to, but it infects your contacts list and sends it all out. So antivirus software is very important to have for any computer user, whether you're a hardcore user or a casual web surfer. It's very important because there's a lot of nasty people out there on the internet that are sending you files that can infect your computer and render it useless, or worse, steal your important information. So, you know, my favorite is Symantec's Norton Antivirus, and that's my favorite one, 2009. But and that retails for about $30 to $40 a year, and it's only as good as how often you update it. So remember to set the automatic, what they call live updates. If money is tight and you need some free versions, there's a couple that I'd recommend. One is called AVG, Antivirus Free Edition, and if you go to free.avg.com, you can download it, or Avast, A-V-A-S-T, exclamation mark, at avast.com is also free, avast.com. But I would recommend coughing up the $30 to $40 a year for Norton. Some people like McAfee as well, their antivirus solution, but these free ones work pretty well as well. Now, spyware is something that you probably, a lot of people mistake spyware for a virus. People call me and email me all the time saying, I got a virus, but usually it's spyware. This is any malicious programs that you download accidentally on your computer and it resides in the background. So unbeknownst to the computer user, you've got this spyware that, again, resides on your computer's hard drive and it can do a number of nasty things. One is, as the name suggests, spy on your internet surfing behavior. So it is monitoring where you're going on the internet, what websites you're visiting. When you do land on a website, where are you going first there? And it's not asking your permission to do this. It's monitoring your web surfing habits and sending that information to a company that pays for it. So that's the first thing that anti-spyware can get rid of. Secondly, it can cause what's called adware, these annoying and sometimes inappropriate pop-up windows on your computer, advertising everything, pornography, fake Rolexes, investment scams, or it could hijack your homepage. When you log onto the internet and you open up your web browser, you know, it might have been, you know, CFRB.com or MSN.ca or Yahoo.ca, but instead you're now seeing like a shopping site or a toolbar that's placed there, and you didn't put it there. It hijacked your homepage. Spyware finally can also really slow down the performance of your computer. So you're going to want to install anti-spyware programs as well as antivirus. Sometimes it's together in one package, but some free versions are Windows Defender, which is the sponsor of today's show at windowsdefender.com. There's also Adaware Free Edition and Spybot Search and Destroy. And those are available at download.com. So you really want to make sure you have anti-spyware and antivirus. If you're unclear about all these definitions, give me a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB. Star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's have a plain English discussion on protecting your computer in 2009. We are going to take a short break. When we return, we're going to go right to the lines to answer your questions. But resolution number one is I will protect my PC. We'll get to number two. I will clean up this PC after this short break. But right now it is 12:17. Time for the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Okay, so it's not the sexiest of topics. It's not like flat panel TVs or these cool little MP3 players or these stylish digital cameras. Today's show, today's Tech Talk's a little bit more of the sort of, you know, the get down to the, you know, to the bare basics on taking care of your computer. How do you make it run like new when it's a few years old so you don't have to rent it and buy a whole new computer? And how do you best protect all your information on your computer so you're not putting yourself out there at risk with all these malicious types on the internet? So again, I recognize it's not, you know, a super cool topic, but it's one of those things that every few months I like to revisit to remind people to back up their important information and how to do it, as well as to protect their computer with antivirus and anti-spyware software. So I wrap them up into these five New Year's resolutions today, and we've already gone through one of them. I will protect my PC, and next we're going to cover up. We're going to cover. I will clean up this PC. I know April is still a few months away, but it's never too early to spring clean your computer. But we also have the lines open because I want to hear from you if you've got questions on protecting your computer or any of these sort of resolutions, or if you want to suggest ones that we could all try. I'd love to hear from you. And as a little thank you, we're giving away a few prizes. The first person to tell me that they've got a Mac is going to win Microsoft Office Professional Edition. The first caller after the 12:30 break is going to win a Kensington Microsaver DS lock. This is a notebook or laptop lock to tether a notebook computer to a table. Maybe you're at an airport lounge and you need to go to the bathroom before your plane is ready to take off, but you don't want to have to bring your laptop with you, so you can tether it to the desk so nothing will happen to it. The last caller is going to win Adobe's Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements for photo and video editing, respectively. So that's what we're giving away today. Again, I want to hear from you. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. All right, let's start with Richard in Markham. Hi, Richard. You're on News Talk 1010 CFRB.
Not bad. Hi, Mom. I love your show.
Thank you.
Start off with that.
Thank you.
I am a father, so I have a lot of pictures on my computer, and I have not backed them up. And that's one of the first things I would want to do this year is just to back up my pictures. I have over like 5,000 pictures.
Wow.
I'm an avid photographer, and between that and my laptop, I have never backed them up. And I think I saw a program where some device called ClickFree.
Oh, yeah. So ClickFree is neat, but if you've got that many photos, it's probably not going to help you. ClickFree is basically a DVD, a recordable DVD with some software on it already.
Oh, okay.
And when you pop it into your computer, it automatically scans your computer and finds any JPEG, bitmap, any TIFF, any image file, and backs it up onto that same DVD. And it's called ClickFree because you don't have to do anything. So it's great for novice users. So you don't consider yourself, but you're a hardcore photographer. You're a shutter bug, but not too savvy.
Family guy.
Okay, so here's what I would recommend. One of two things, Richard. Because you have a lot of photos, I would pick up an inexpensive external hard drive. These are about the size of a paperback book, and you plug them into the computer's USB port, and you can manually drag and drop all those photos onto the external drive and keep it in a room, not in the same room as your computer, just in case of fire or flood or theft. You can be without both of those solutions, both your your hard drive on your computer and the external drive. The also a great way to do this for free is there's an online service called Windows Live SkyDrive from Microsoft, and they just expanded their free storage online from 5 gigs to 25 gigabytes. So that 25 gigabytes is more than enough for 5,000 photos, and it's completely free. And the benefit, there's two benefits here, aside from the fact that it's free. One of them is that you're saving your photos off-site. So, again, if God forbid you have a fire or a flood or something happens locally in your office, your home office, you're protected because your files are stored in cyberspace, if you will, on a password-protected server. The other advantage is that you can access those photos from any internet-connected computer in the world. So you could be traveling and you want to look at some of the photos that you've taken, or you can even upload it from any other computer to that same virtual drive. So if you go to Windows Live SkyDrive, just type that in your favorite search engine.
Yeah,
25 gigs for free. So I would do one or the other. So thanks, Richard. Great call. And backing up your important information is on my top five resolutions of 2009, but if he only had a few hundred photos or maybe 1,000 photos, I would recommend a $10 USB thumb stick and just snap that into a computer and copy all those files over. You can get them up to 16 gigabytes of size, but an external hard drive can be up to a terabyte, which is 1,000 gigabytes for as low as $100. So that's better for, you know, big files like camcorder footage and all that. But if you're only backing up documents and a few photos, then you can do on a USB thumb drive or that free online site I was telling you about, Windows Live SkyDrive, which is, again, completely free. All right, let's go to John in Toronto. Hey, John, you're on News Talk 1010. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mark.
Thank you.
My resolution this year is I have a 3-year-old computer.
Okay.
Replace the watch battery.
Yeah, a lot of people say...
I think a lot of people don't actually know that there is a watch battery in their computer.
And it's some of the newer ones don't have it anymore, but, you know, really that battery that's on your motherboard is really just for the clock. It's basically essentially a quartz watch that runs all the time to keep your computer's time up to date. Not all the new computers have that anymore. And some people, it's okay to ignore that, to replace the watch battery if you get that message. But that's good. That's good that he does it. And not everybody knows how to open up the tower and go in there and replace that battery. But it's a good idea if you don't want to get that warning message and if you want to keep the time exactly in sync with the world clock. So good stuff. Thanks for the call. I'm still waiting for someone to tell me they've got a Mac. I'm a Windows user myself, so I've got this unopened Microsoft Office Professional, which has Word and PowerPoint and Excel and Entourage, which is a project-based program. To the first person that tells me they've got a Mac. And then, of course, after the first break, we're going to give away that notebook lock if you're a traveler and you've got a laptop. And, of course, the last caller of Tech Talk today is going to win Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements from Adobe. And we're going to continue our chat about resolutions for your computer and get back to more calls right after this short break. Stick with us. Welcome back to Tech Talk. This show is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that can protect your PC. That's twice now. That can protect your PC from the ills of the internet, annoying pop-up windows, and make your PC run faster too. That's Windows Defender at, you guessed it, windowsdefender.com. Speaking of defending your windows, today being the first show of 2009, the first Tech Talk show, I thought it would be fitting to talk about New Year's resolutions for your computer. How to take better care of your PC, because let's face it, given the state of the economy, probably not the best time to run out and buy a whole new computer if you're watching your wallet. So why not ensure that your existing machine will continue to work properly and better protecting it and the valuable data that resides on it? That's our theme for today. I'm going through these five resolutions for your computer and also giving you a free example of how to do it for each of the five as well, keeping the economy in mind. We are going to give away to the next caller the Kensington Notebook Lock. This will protect your laptop from theft. And the last caller of the show is going to win Adobe Photoshop Elements and Adobe Premiere Elements for photo and video editing. So some nice prizes, as well as the first person who can tell me that they've got a Microsoft, that they've got a Macintosh computer. I've got Microsoft Office Professional for you. 416-872-1010, toll free 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255, a free call on your cell phone. Let's go to Andrew in Aurora, who is the winner of our first prize. Congratulations, Andrew.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Hey, you got it. You've got yourself
the
Microsaver DS. Thanks.
The reason I'm calling is I tried to back everything up onto an external hard drive, and video files that are in excess of about 4.5 gigabytes, I have a difficult time moving them from the hard drive on my computer onto my Western Digital external. It says insufficient memory. Now, there is not insufficient memory. It's like 300-400 gigabytes. What is the reason? Under that size, I can do it. Above that size, I can't for some reason move the files.
Wow.
What would be the reason?
Yeah, because you've got, what is it, a half a gig, or what's your size of your external drive?
Oh, the external drive is like 400 gigabytes. Plenty of room.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything under about 4.5 gigabytes, I have no problem moving. But if it's above that number, it's saying insufficient memory. I don't know.
You know what, Andrew? I haven't heard of this before, but let me look into this for you. Email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll find out if there's some sort of limitation on file size. It shouldn't be. And I know that I've moved files over that are in excess of, you know, 5-6 gigs for one file.
Okay.
Are you using a USB 2.0 connection or USB 1.1?
Yes, it's 2.0.
Okay. I'm going to look into this for you, Andrew, and I will write you back. techtalk@cfrb.com. But stay on the line because we're going to tell you how to pick up your notebook lock from Kensington. So thank you to those folks providing that giveaway. We also have, to the last caller again, Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements from Adobe for photo and video editing. Let's now go to Will in Thornhill. Will, you're on News Talk 1010, CFRB.
Hi. I have a PC and a Mac.
Okay.
So
Would you like that Microsoft Office for Mac, or do you already have it?
No, I don't have it. That would
okay.
be great.
Okay, this is yours. Congratulations, Will. I'll put that aside for you.
Now, my question is, how do I make sure that I can back up? I have an external 1 terabyte that's connected via FireWire port.
Okay.
But how do I make sure that my Outlook files are backed up?
Okay, there's a couple of ways to do it. Now, I do this occasionally as well because I live by my Outlook. It's my calendar, it's my contacts, it's my email, my to-do list and notes and all that. There's a way that you can back up everything, like all those different categories, your inbox, your sent folder, deleted items. But most people are only interested in backing up certain files, like your inbox or your contacts list. So the easiest way to do it is as follows. Click on the folder you want to back up, such as calendar. So open up your calendar, go up to File at the top of the screen on the left, and choose Import or Export. Then it's going to say Export to a File, and choose, in my opinion, the best one is .pst. You're going to see a lot of different options, but if you do .pst, it will really work well, and you can easily import it back into another Outlook or the same one. So do that for all the directories that you want to back up. And that, again, you're going to see .csv, .txt. In my opinion, .pst, as in Peter, Stephen, Tamara, that will be the best file to back up it. And you'll name it calendar.pst. And make sure you remember where on your hard drive you're backing that up to. And then copy that over to a USB thumb drive or external drive or upload it to the internet. So good question there. So I covered, I will protect my PC as resolution number one. Number two is I will back up my important files. You know the old adage, you don't know what you've got until it's gone. So be sure to back up your important computer files on a regular basis in case of theft, fire, a virus, or a power surge. And examples of the kinds of files you want to back up include irreplaceable digital photos and camcorder footage. These cannot be replaced. So definitely back up your photos. Word documents and other digital notes, important email addresses or even emails, calendar appointments, your favorite website, bookmarks, and so forth. Basically, that anything you can't live without or would be an inconvenience to get again is what you'd want to back up. And how you go about backing up these files is entirely up to you. A recordable CD or DVD, a USB flash drive that we talked about, or thumb drive, an external hard drive, which can store up to, you know, 1,000 gigabytes, also called a terabyte, or an online backup site. And I talked earlier about Windows Live SkyDrive is completely free, gives you 25 gigabytes of free password protective storage on the internet. The website to sign up for Windows Live SkyDrive for free is skydrive.live.com. So no www or anything like that. Simply skydrive.live.com. All you need is a Windows ID, like a Hotmail account, for example, and you're good to go. Or you can sign up for one if you don't have it already. So number one, I will protect my PC. Number two, I will back up my important files. Number three, I will clean up this PC. As I said, you know, spring cleaning, it might be too early for spring cleaning your closets and basement, given the fact that it's not quite spring yet, but it's never too early to do it for your computer. For example, is your desktop littered with so many icons you can't even see the photo that's behind it? I know some people are listening going, oh yeah, that's the case. Or is your computer taking 5 minutes to boot up? Because it shouldn't. Or do you have, you know, programs or games installed that you haven't used in more than a year or two? So it's time to uninstall those unused programs from your hard drive to free up more space. And there are some free built-in operating system programs that can help you increase performance. For example, for Windows, if you go to System Tools, after you click Start and then All Programs and Accessories, you'll see System Tools. One's called Disk Defrag, and the other one is Disk Cleanup. Or on older computers, it's called ScanDisk. And it can make your computer run faster by you clicking on that and letting it do its thing. So definitely clean up your computer as well. Get rid of the clutter, and you'll find that it'll be easier to use and it will run faster as well. Let's go to Michelle in Pickering, who has a question or a comment about cleaning up their computer. Hi, Michelle. Good afternoon.
Happy New Year.
And to you. What's so funny here?
Oh, what's funny is it's the outside of the computer, too.
Okay.
Octopus.
Oh, yeah? All the wires?
The USB wires. Uh-huh. I don't have enough ports for my...
So you're always unplugging things and plugging it into that same spot.
Yes, sir.
Have you considered buying a USB hub?
Now, the USB hub that I did buy froze the notebook.
Interesting. It froze, so it not only did it not work when you plugged in, say, a mouse, but it would freeze your computer.
Yes. Now, it was a cheapie.
Okay.
So
yeah, they are low as $10, those USB drives, USB hubs.
Say that one more time, please.
Yeah, you're right. So the cheaper one, you should called it a cheapie.
Yep.
They are as low as $10, these USB 4-in-1 hubs, right?
Yes.
And you had problems with it. Do you know the brand?
It was Realtek.
Okay. Have you tried, sometimes they come with software, sometimes they do not. You just plug it into an available USB port, and it turns it into four more ports.
Oh.
But sometimes there'll be a disk with it, other times there will not. If you go to the Realtek website, and type in the model number, there might be what we call a driver that you can download and install that will make it run better.
I see.
Yeah. So, The one that I've got from, I think it's called Dynex, it's also a cheapie. It was like $17 at Best Buy. I didn't have to install any software. I have Windows Vista, so it comes with, you know, Vista has thousands of drivers already built in. So when I plugged it in, I just was able to plug in other devices into it, 4-in-1. But try that, and if it doesn't work, email me, techtalk@cfrb.com, and I'll email Realtek. So she doesn't have to go and return it so quickly. Maybe there's a solution there. But yeah, if you find that you've got all these USB devices like a BlackBerry and an iPod and a mouse and all these things that require a USB plug, but you only have two, you would want to pick up a USB hub that turns one port into four, some or more, but at least four. And that could do the trick for you. Let's go. We have time to go to Dave in Oshawa. Let's go to Dave in Oshawa.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. We have real quick. Oh, we have to go to traffic. Okay, you know what, Dave? Hold that thought. I'm putting you on hold. We're going to take a short break, and when we return, Dave, sorry to do that to you, we're going to go to you next. We have to take a short break. It's 12:44. Time for the CFRB All Day Traffic Center, folks.
This is Tech Talk with Mark Saltzman on News Talk 1010 CFRB, brought to you in part by Microsoft. Got a question for Mark? Call 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or StarTalk. It's a free call on your cellular.
Perhaps you vowed to take better care of your body in 2009. More exercise, higher quality foods, or less smoking? Well, it's also a good time of the year to consider cleaning up your computer as well. Chances are you use it every day, so why not make it work like brand new? Put it, you know, get it into tip-top shape, just like the day you brought it home. So we have these five New Year's resolutions for your computer today. I will protect my PC. I will back up my important files. I will clean up this PC. I will upgrade existing programs, and I will reduce spam. The last two I'm going to cover over the last few minutes, as well as go back to the lines. Don't forget, we also have Adobe Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements to give away. And we have Dave on the line, who we're going to chat with first, because I had to take a short break and put him on hold. Before I do that, we had a question earlier about having a problem copying large files to an external drive, like a 5 gigabyte file over to a hard drive that's got 10 times that capacity. At the risk of getting too geeky, this caller has to switch from FAT32 to NTSF. It's basically a cap on the maximum file size, which is about 4 gigs. And he's going to need to change, I'll explain it to him in email. So I want to remind him to email me, techtalk@cfrb.com. He's going to need to switch. I did some research here, but I haven't had that problem myself in the past. We've got Dave on the line from Oshawa. Sorry about that, Dave, but thanks for holding on there.
I like that you just said that, FAT32 switch to NTSF. Yeah. That's great. Mark, before I get to my question, I have a Mac, but it's a 2000 Mac. Would that prize you gave away work on this because it's an older one?
I believe so. So the prize, the one that the Microsoft Office that I gave away.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it does. Oh, well, it requires Mac OS 10. Actually, I'm looking on the site.
I don't know what this is. Okay. But it's an older Mac.
Yeah, not if it's 8 year or 9 years old, it won't have OS 10 on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
My question is,
sorry.
Mark. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my AVG Resident Shield using a lot of physical memory while it's running in the background. And I wanted to find out if I could reduce that or not eliminate it, because I think I need it. I guess that must be my watchdog that keeps an eye on things.
From your incoming mail, yeah.
Yeah, but what it's telling me is I've only got 50% of my physical memory available out of 768 meg of RAM. And that's not running anything. And I'm thinking 50% of my physical memory is used right now? I mean, is that normal?
Well, with antivirus software, they have to use some memory to keep it a real-time protection.
Right.
But that does seem like an awful lot. And I know that the latest Norton antivirus has done a great job it's a real lean program compared to past Norton products. So, you know what, I'm while we're chatting, I'm just looking at the AVG forums of people complaining about this, about virtual memory too low and physical memory problems. I don't use AVG myself. I have Norton, but I'd like to look into this further for you.
I want to ask you, Mark, before you hang up, if I go back to the AVG 7, a friend of mine recommended that. He says, I use that, and he says it's not using anything as far as comparatively. As far as when it's running in the background, and
are you using 7.5?
I'm using the 8.
8, okay, yeah. I'm finding a few problems from 7.5 and newer.
Really?
About one tip. This person said that they disabled it. They disabled the update service, as it's called, and it says that it still provides real time protection. I don't know how much I'd trust that, but it says it still protects it. I wouldn't want to disable any antivirus features. But I'll tell you what, email me techtalk@cfrb.com and I'll see if I can find a solution from AVG for you. Or you can always set it to scan late at night when you're not using it. I think the real-time protection is what's causing the problem. But some people do a scan while they're working, and it's better to set it to a timer to do in the middle of the night when you're not working on it. But hey, I want to go cover these other ones as well. The fourth resolution is I will upgrade existing programs. This might be handled for you automatically, but it doesn't hurt to check frequently for updates for the programs or games that you use the most, as there are probably new features or bug fixes available for free. For example, in Microsoft Internet Explorer, Microsoft Office, or Windows Media Player, you simply click Help and look for the option that says Check for Updates. You should also download updates to your Windows operating system at windowsupdate.com. You basically let it scan your computer, and then it suggests suitable upgrades. And same goes for your video and sound cards, wireless networking card, and printer drivers. You can often set with the newer computers to automatically check for updates, or HP or Dell will have that already taken care of for you. But it doesn't hurt to click, you know, check for updates on all your favorite programs. And finally, to reduce spam, I get this a lot. How do I remove or reduce all that junk mail that I'm getting, that unsolicited bulk mail that's annoying and could be a serious productivity drain on your computer? So my favorite one works with Microsoft Office, and it's free. It's called Spam Fighter. And Spam Fighter is a free plugin for Microsoft Office, Outlook users, and it dramatically reduces the amount of junk mail you get. It segregates the suspicious messages into a special folder, and it works like a charm, and it's free. Spamfighter.com. If you're looking to remove or reduce the amount of junk mail that you get in your inbox. Let's go to Gady or Gaddy in Toronto. Hi, Gaddy. Thanks for calling. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Gaddy. Thanks for calling. Happy New Year.
Yeah, hi. You too.
Thank you.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. Do you have a question?
Yeah, the question was, I have a Mac, and I have also installed a Windows XP.
Yep.
And my question is, if I do backing up, will it back up the Windows XP as well, or just the Mac portion?
Okay, I couldn't hear you too clearly, but I think you're asking, you said that you've got a Mac computer, and by using either Bootcamp or Parallels, you can also install Windows as well on that same computer, and he asked about backing up the same files. So the actual files should be the exact same. So if you've got a directory or C drive and you've got your documents, you should be able to back up everything using one or the other, whatever you're more comfortable with, and it should handle both. When you're running a dual operating system, the files themselves should be the same. So just select which operating system you feel more comfortable with and use that to back up your important files. Hey, do we have time for one more caller, Dwayne? Yeah, really quickly? All right, let's go to Carol in Bolton, who's been waiting a while. Carol, you're the last caller on Tech Talk and the winner of Adobe Photoshop Elements and Premiere Elements.
Oh, thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Okay, that's very nice. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I have just one small question here.
Sure.
It's I've been listening to you today talking about backing up your photos and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do it, which maybe this is not the right way, but anyway, I'll ask you. At the end of the year, I normally make a CD of the photos that we had on the or have on the computer that year.
Right.
And just put it in our safety deposit box.
Perfect.
Is that not a good idea?
It sure is. A safety deposit box is a great way to keep those recordable DVDs or CDs of files. And again, photos are the one thing that you can't afford to lose those because you can't replace them. I think that's a great idea. As long as you can fit all your files, all those photos on a DVD or recordable CD, that's great. And keeping it away from the computer is a good idea. You know, I know a friend of mine in the States, a colleague, had a small fire in his home, and he had an external hard drive beside his computer, so both were burned, you know. So both, you know, so he was smart enough to back up to make a duplicate of his favorite photos, but didn't keep it away from his computer. And, you know, it's one of those things where once it's too late, it's too late. So I think that's great what you're doing, Carol.
Okay. Do I have time for one small question?
Sure. Quickly.
We have about 1,500 songs on the computer.
Uh-huh.
What's the best way of saving them?
1,500 songs you can fit on a recordable DVD, or you can put it on a USB flash drive, which is relatively cheap. I can hear you writing it down. Very good, Carol. Or for $10, you can pick up, you know, one of those little USB thumb sticks. And that can also, you know, all you have to do is go to the My Music folder or wherever you keep your music.
Right.
Click Control A to highlight them all, right mouse click and choose Send To, and then choose the external drive or the CD or the USB thumb drive, and you know, they'll back up. That's the easiest way to do it manually. So good job. Or you can get, we were talking earlier about Click Free DVD. This is a $15 disc that has software on it already. It's actually now down to $10. And they've got Click Free DVD music. So you pop in the disc, you don't have to click a thing, and it automatically searches your computer for music files, copies them over, and you know, you can then put that disc in a safe place. Great stuff. Well, thank you very much for listening today. I hope you learned something about some New Year's resolutions for your computer. Tech Talk is brought to you by Microsoft's Windows Defender, the free anti-spyware program that can protect your PC from the ills of the internet, annoying pop-up windows, and make your PC run faster, too. That's Windows Defender at windowsdefender.com. It's completely free. Stay tuned for the Buddha Lounge, coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB. And thank you, Dwayne Bishop and Mackay Taggart. Great job today, guys. Stick with us here on News Talk 1010 CFRB.